has accepted all of our due diligence paperwork and is working together with our attorney to set up a closing date. And I expect to be back to council either at the next meeting or the one after that with some concrete dates and actions to go forward. So I just wanted to update you all on that. Unfortunately, we did not receive yet another grant award, the one from the Dodge Foundation. As everyone might or might not remember, we had applied. This was part of the grant award that we all mutually applied for together with the borough. We received the award for the park purchase from the county. So that's what we're going to move forward with. We have the money to buy the land, and we'll move forward with that. What we had been applying for and were denied previously was the money for the construction of the project. So we had had not a great success rate with that, as unfortunately we had applied to Investor Savings, we applied to the state of New Jersey, we applied to the federal government through the New Jersey Scenic Byways, and then just most recently to the Dodge Foundation. We received notification in the beginning of July that we did not receive that award. We are awaiting notification on one more foundation award in August, and that will give us what we need to move forward so that we can give you exact concrete information on the on the construction and plans. So we'll be getting together with the executive committee and the to get the general contracting together for the bid packets and to come back to all of you with specifics shortly, and hope to build hopefully right after the festival. So
can I ask a question?
Sure.
The specifics, Sandy, you're going to come back to us on, is just about your ideas, or are you going to be asking a borough for help?
We really don't, you know, we're very aware of the borough's budget situation. Okay. And really have no plans to ask the borough for anything.
You're seeking alternate
including professional fees. We really, as a board, once we realized the precarious situation of grant funding, we all took a movement together as a board with a vote to expend some of our surplus funds that we had within the bid reserves, from $50,000 to $60,000. So what we're hoping to do is to take that to immediately achieve in October the critical elements of the plan, and that's what I want to come back to you when I say specifics. Okay, we're going to be able to pave the tail end. We have to get the draining and the excavation and the grading and the landscaping. That's key. You know, that's key. If it's from the Open Space Commission, you've got to have the grass, and you have to have the ability for it to look good and be done correctly. So might we be able to do the big, huge, fancy gazebo right away? Probably not. You know, maybe we will have to do fundraisers for benches and things like that. And we've shown our ability to successfully do things like that before, such as the town clock with the pavers, raised about $50,000, which is, you know, the main source of these surplus funds that we're going to use. And so we will proceed in that aspect. But I really want to get the very specific information to you on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if anybody does have any questions that they might think of that you'd like me to address, certainly forward them right over to my email, and that way I can follow up on it for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up?
He got shy on you, huh? That's rare, too.
My name is Maureen Hammond. I live at 218 Belvedere Avenue.
I'm Brian Hammond, 218 Belvedere Avenue.
What can we
and
do for you?
We're here today hoping this is the right venue to discuss what is potentially a very serious problem in our eyes. We have lived in the borough for 10 years at our current address, and we moved to the borough when my daughter was 2. She's now 12, which means that she's going to be entering the middle school in September. Our house sits at the top of Carlson Avenue. We have no fewer than 3 crosswalks in front of our property, and our concern is the number of near misses concerning student pedestrians and cars going to the middle school in the morning. I have seen with my own two eyes children nearly getting hit trying to cross Belvedere Avenue at that intersection. Heard screeching brakes many times, drivers trying to avoid the kids in the crosswalk. And I guess we had always hoped that at some point something would be done, some people would complain. But now that it's our daughter's turn to be crossing at this intersection, safety is the biggest concern here. I fear for my daughter's safety trying to cross at this location at that hour of the morning. If you were to sit at that intersection between 7:15 and 7:30, you yourself would witness, again, many near accidents.
There have been actual accidents. I live right around
the corner.
There's accidents that do happen right there.
We have witnessed accidents that have occurred right in front of our house, just past our house, just prior to our house, with autos. I haven't witnessed any between an automobile and a person, not yet.
Thank God.
Hopefully that will never happen. But given what we have seen over the last 10 years, it certainly is a very real possibility. And hopefully someone, some outfit organization in the borough can help with this problem, because I don't want it to be my child who is the first casualty or worst fatality.
Okay. Oh. See Lieutenant Cicerello in the back there. Do you have any comments you'd like to make on that?
Are you aware of anything going on there?
No, I mean, we could have it as a detail with officers, but I mean, it's going to be based on availability. They're kind of on call at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that probably should be done under the auspices of the crossing guards.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could, you know, station, have the police chief maybe designate that as particular
area. It's my understanding that for middle school students, they will not place the crossing guard. They will not come up with
maybe
funds.
That was then.
They took away the crossing guard in front, that used to be in front of the middle school. There is no crossing guard there anymore.
And that crossing guard used to be supplied by the middle school.
Well, here's the problem. 25 mile an hour speed zone,
right,
and it's not observed.
Right.
As soon as they get past the first aid squad, now it becomes a 45 mile an hour speed zone. But it's still a 25 mile an hour speed
all
zone.
All the way up to Jack.
All the way up.
So it's really
but
right.
It never, but it's the
true.
Same yeah. When they're coming down. Huh?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I understand that, but my daughter's crossing that street now, so I don't care about it.
The only time people are going to do the speed limit is if the police car sitting there,
well,
you can't sit on every...
One of the solutions is, if you, in the middle of town here, where you have your new blinking light crosswalk, what's in the middle of the street? A little plastic thing that's 25 miles an hour on it.
Yield to
pedestrians.
Most people
and we've
don't
had that
have any
idea how many
about that they're actually supposed to stop for pedestrians when they're in the crosswalk. You know how many times, like, we go for bike rides or, you know, going for a walk over to the middle school to kick the soccer ball around and stuff, and I'll go out onto the street, and cars will just keep on coming.
Yeah, they don't care.
And I just keep on walking.
It's crazy.
I could give you 25 stories like that every day.
But they don't stop. Nobody stops.
I can't take my kids to the library. I can't cross
you know
that street.
Like,
absolutely.
To the library.
Absolutely, I see. It's horrible.
Don't.
Right.
Not
at all. I agree 100%.
I live right down the street at 35.
Belvedere. Hopefully we can get a crossing guard for that station on a regular basis.
I keep a car. And you looked at me like, hey.
In my normal job, I wear a uniform that is very much like a police uniform with a yellow vest on. I've had people come within that close to me as I'm going out in the street to help children cross.
Crossing guards have told me stories about how some cars will actually speed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous. Of course it's dangerous. I mean, that's obvious. But what are we doing to protect the kids? Yes.
Thank you. Is there any way that we can epoxy a sign like you're talking about or anchor it in there in the road? In the crosswalk, before the crosswalk?
But probably, but...
You know, to prevent the theft?
That's good until a car hits it, or whatever, and that's...
You know, and I have to say that at that intersection, generally speaking, because there is a street lamp there, you know, I can't say we have ever had a problem with theft or trespassing other than Mischief Night one year when someone came and smashed a pumpkin.
No. You can live with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can live with that. That I can deal with because, you know, I was a kid once, too.
Right.
But having said that.
Yes.
So we're putting a stop sign there?
I don't know what the solution is, but, you know, one of the things was I noticed you talked about a couple of years ago about putting speed bumps up to slow people down, and it was because of, you know, the ambulances going up and down and stuff, and it wasn't very safe, because then they couldn't get to where they're supposed to go in a hurry. And I got no problem with that, that's fine with me, but there's got to be some kind of a solution. There's got to be something where you either put these cones in the middle of the street, you know, so people know, like you went to other towns and before crosswalks and stuff, they actually had like two or three of these in the middle of the street. So people understand, they realize that, you know, stop for pedestrians means stop for pedestrians. It doesn't mean speed up or keep going. You know, you don't have the right of way. You may be late for work and you're in a hurry, but that's, I don't care. You know, get your butt out of bed early.
Yeah, I mean, the solution to the problem is changing the attitudes of the people who are driving.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Now, I mean, anyone can sit on my front porch whenever they want. You know, you can get one of your guys to park their car in my driveway whenever you want. And just, you don't even have to ticket everyone to go, but just watch. Just see what goes on. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
I know, I live right here, right, it's a traffic light, and I don't know how many cars they can count going through the red light. I mean, and that's a traffic control device there, too, so it's like a drag strip. I feel like I'm in my own driveway, but I'm in my own town here on my street, so it is bad.
But because it's young kids, we should probably try to get the crossing, at least try to get somebody, a crossing guard, to be stationed there all the time. Like, you know, even though it's middle school area or whatever, you know, I think that it is a busy enough place where...
It is,
you know,
a busy enough place. To echo that, I do recall there being some talk, perhaps with a council meeting or another meeting, where Belvedere Avenue was being nominated, I don't know if that's the correct word, to become a county road under the care of the county instead of the town. I mean, that right there tells you how busy Belvedere Avenue has become over the last 10 years.
Pat, you had a comment you wanted to make?
Yeah, Brian, and have you guys reached out to the Board of Education?
Nope.
No, we have not.
What if we could write a letter to the board? Because that crossing guard comes from the board's decision, correct? Does it work the same way as the Taylor and Lambert Memorial? Between the superintendent and...
In conjunction with the police department.
Yeah. I put it all under...
So if we write a letter to the board, the Warren Hills board, about our concerns for that intersection or that T at that spot there, to get that conversation going, that might be a start.
We could do that.
Because there's also a lot of the kids from the township who, you know, come up and go up that way as well. So it's not like it's just all just borough kids.
Do we have another pedestrian signage thing?
Not
stock?
That I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of?
No.
Lieutenant, you
want to
comment further?
I was just going to suggest the speed trailer that we put out at various places, I don't know if you've seen that around.
Yeah.
That has an actual computer program, and it documents like every car, the date, the time that they went by the trailer, and the speed of it, and we can actually make a printout of it. So maybe what I can try and do is get it out near that intersection for a few days over the next month, and then come back at the next meeting, and we can just see, it'll show like what the average speed is through there.
That's a good idea.
That's Frank, but you know, the amount of traffic that goes up there now as compared to what happens in September, because a lot of people are away, and the amount of parents who like drive the car down to drop their kid off,
that's a good
before they go off to work. I mean,
okay, but the starting point is we could maybe do it now before school starts, and
right,
then after school starts, and see what the differences are.
Okay.
I need to make a motion to have to direct the manager to write the letter to the board.
Second.
Should we do that after the audience portion?
Yeah.
Or?
Thank you.
Okay. Right, we have the motion and the second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Oh, we got it.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Detlef.
Eons ago, and I mean many years ago, in grade school, we had safety patrol. The upper grades was a safety patrol person, and they would stand at the corner and make sure that the younger kids didn't go out in the middle of the street. And that was all through school. It had nothing to do with cops or anything. And
I don't know that I want a safety patrol at that corner, though.
I wouldn't trust another child.
Yeah, you can't put the responsibility of another child with a child. That's not a good idea.
On school property, fine.
What?
So we have a letter going to there. We have potential investigation from Lieutenant Cicerel. And Mr. Higgins has something more to say.
Thank you. I would like to have one of those signs ordered and one that can be permanently attached there as a start and have it put in right away. And I would also like you to talk to the road department supervisor instead of the speed bumps, rumble strips. That might be something that would slow people down there. Talk to him about the possibility and what that would do to the integrity of the road. Rumble strips, yeah.
Can I add to what you're saying? Instead of one sign, make it two, because you've got the traffic coming in opposite direction from there.
We actually have to be two right on our property, either side of our driveway. Like, if you went up Carlton, you'd go right into our driveway and through our backyard. So we actually have one on either side of it.
For clarification, councilman, what kind of signs are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that are like they said in the middle
they
of the crosswalk
right
down
the street.
There. They bolt, but you know.
They're flat signs that go straight up and they bolt right to the roadway.
Are they the ones with the little picture of the figure
the
of the little kid?
The
yeah,
yellow,
so.
Yeah,
right.
Do they bolt into the street?
Some of those can
yeah,
be
some.
I think rather than going right to purchasing one, how about if we investigate how much they cost and what it takes to get one installed?
They're not expensive, Scott. I looked at how much. A lot of these signs
I'd
are very
like
cheap.
I'd like to know how much before we go and order it personally.
Because I feel at this point my only alternative is to get my hands on a stop sign and play crossing guard myself, but...
Which we actually did the night of the fireworks.
We didn't have a sign, but I have gone out there and put my hands up and stop traffic just to get my kids to the library. You know, and even then that doesn't guarantee that cars aren't going to speed up or slow down or stop at all.
Along with that motion, I would like to know how that would impede snowplow.
Well, no,
I mean,
one end
you know what I mean?
It will impede it.
I mean,
no.
Is there
it's a permanent fixture in the middle
of
the
well,
road.
Well, what do you do in the middle of town?
That was not permanent.
It's not permanent.
Lieutenant?
Another thing you might have to have the road department look at, too, is you might have to place some no parking signs in the areas where that sign can be placed because traffic's not going to have much room in the lane of travel. And if you have cars parked on, you know, right on both sides of that sign, you might have cars sitting on the side of the road too. So.
There is, like, on the corners.
It's yellow curving.
It's yellow curving.
It's curved
on our side.
But it might need to go to your side of the road.
Yeah, well, on our side, we don't have it.
All right, well, how's that?
We don't have any yellow curving on our side of the street.
I will rescind that motion.
The corners, we do.
We do have the part right in front of Carlton. It's yellow. And then you have the crosswalk that goes to the table near the town.
You'll take her word for it?
I'll take her word for it because I've never seen it.
I know, you see it every day, so you don't have
to.
In other words, between the two crosswalks, you're not allowed to park. That's where the yellow curbing is.
Okay.
So when you're sitting in our driveway facing Carlton Avenue, you've got a crosswalk here, you've got a crosswalk here, and the one that goes across Carlton.
Right.
Three crosswalks.
All right, Mr. Higgins, you were going to do something else.
I will rescind that motion right there and make a motion to buy one temporary one for now. And we have Carlos here every morning, right, Monday through Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos gets here at 6 o'clock?
No, he actually starts at 7.
But he gets here early, though, right?
He does come in early.
And what time do they start for the school?
We can have someone put it out, but what time do the middle schoolers start crossing?
7:30,
I think it is. So kids are trying to cross.
Up here, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, she didn't know. She was a husband right there.
My car's been hit 4 times from my house.
Okay, so how about a temporary sign for Steve? Then we'll do the research to find out how hard it would be to put a permanent, two permanent ones in, and what effect that would have on the traffic patterns and the plow.
That's a good idea. And so maybe to alleviate any cost factors, you could get it some inexpensive one, being it's a temporary one, until we can.
Right.
And it'll only be put out there before school. It'll be removed. Hopefully, nobody has the opportunity to take it.
Or we'll put a low jack in it.
But hidden camera.
Well, again, the problem is if you get a bad accident or something like that, tied up, then it doesn't get put out there. That's the only issue.
You could put it out before you go to work in the morning.
Yes, there.
Was there a second station?
But you could have them check on the rumble strips to see what that would do too also.
And if I miss it, you could just run.
Yeah, somebody will do it.
Well, we had a motion. Is there going to be a second for that?
Second.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Thank you.
You should approach the school board also.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. Our letter is followed.
Extra.
Our letter also.
The Warren Hills Board of Ed. Now, will we get notification when your letter is sent?
Could we forward them a copy?
So now we don't go in there cold, and they don't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Once we tell them, we've approached council, and council sent you a letter. Well, we didn't get a letter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that should be out tomorrow.
Chris, can you copy them
this week?
This week. I'll copy you on the letter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You want to leave
that? No.
My name is Patricia Smith, and I live at 91 West Stewart. I had a T-joint re-soldered in my basement earlier this week, and actually early last week. And for some reason, the plumber decided to do a pressure reading. And he said to me, do you know that your pressure is 95? And I said, does that mean, because it's almost 100, I'm almost perfect? But he said it shouldn't be any more than about 80 because it could threaten the solder joints in the pipes.
Is this your water pressure talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said to him, well, what's causing this? And he said, well, probably the new buildings that are going on, they have to increase the water pressure to get the water to the Washington Square or to the new ShopRite, or that's why the water pressure in town might be, or in my house, is higher than what it should be. So I don't know if this is an anomaly or...
Every house has a water pressure regulator where you can adjust it to regulate your water pressure inside your house.
I have a turnoff valve.
Now this would be...
By the water meter.
Yeah, after the water meter, you can adjust. You want 65 pounds of water pressure coming in or 45.
He said 80 would be good.
Well, whatever you would like. Because, yeah, he's right. I mean, he'll start blowing off some stuff. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You have to check to see if you have one in there. He should have seen that.
Well, one would have assumed he would have seen that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was right where he was soldering the T-joint was about a foot away from where the intake valve was.
Right.
And he didn't say anything. And then, of course, the water company has a meter.
Mm-hmm. Be right next to that meter or downstream from the meter, right?
Yep.
It's a regulator. It looks like a cone. I mean, they're all different types.
Yeah.
There's like a screw on it so you can go put more pressure in your house or lessen it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And what if I don't have one?
Got to get a plumber to put one.
Yeah.
Oh, the same plumber.
I'm surprised he didn't offer you that.
I know. Really, that was just what was going through my mind. Because
you got to be careful. What will end up happening is not only T-joints, but your gaskets in your faucet.
Hoses.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's all copper pipes and soldering.
Right.
And, of course, this drip had been, it was a little bit, and I could sort of regulate it by turning off the outdoor hose extension. Like, if I turned that off, then the water wouldn't drip as much. But over the past year, it's been dripping a little bit more. And so I called him to come in and solder it. And he put in a new T, and that's when he apparently tested the water pressure and told me it was 95. And I said, oh, geez, I almost made 100. And
have you contacted the water company, New Jersey American Water, about it?
You know, that's not a bad, maybe I'll start with them, because,
yeah,
because they did come around earlier this year to put in a new meter on the outside of the houses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay, fine, I'll do that then.
Maybe they can get the regulator in for you at no charge.
Nice.
Enough.
Because they came to my house when I put the meter in, and I asked them I had a problem. It's not something unrelated to that, but and he checked the pressure, and you know, mine's actually a lot lower than yours where I live, but he told me where everything was, and I showed him. I said, the pressure looked right. Yeah, so. And I showed him where the thing was. He's like, oh, okay, right there.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, how much pressure do you have in the hydrants?
Anywhere between... That's unregulated, so it's,
you need a lot.
Between 60 to 100 and something.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry.
Certain parts of town are less. Like, if you're up higher in the hills by, like, South Lincoln, you're going to get less on top of the hills because it's forcing its way up the hill. You know, certain parts in town, you get, like, by Enzo's, that's probably the highest pressure hydrant we got in town, so.
Anyone else from the audience?
Should I speak on the referendum now, or should I wait for the open space referendum?
I think it's all from that weather, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's wait for a little bit. Anyone else?
Hearing none, I'd accept a motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file.
There it is. Okay, do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. The only discussion I have is the manager's report of 7-6. It's Frank Mangraviti who is doing the audit of the sewer plant, not Frank Mangicotti, which I mentioned. Any other discussion on any of these? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Just wanted to point out that the fire court official has agreed to donate the defibrillator. Nobody knew that already, but that's glad to hear that. Upstairs. Excellent.
That takes us to old business, which is our open space referendum. Ms. Hake, I guess we'll put you on now.
Thank you. I'm Kathy Hake. I'm with the Trust for Public Land, and I'm here to in support of the open space referendum that the borough is considering right now. And we're hoping that that will help to acquire the Washington Station property, which is also known as the Shabakon Mountain site. I just want to remind you that this is a non-binding referendum, so the council will have the opportunity to hear from your voters and then make a final decision on whether or not you want to assess the tax. This is a very common tax. Over half of the municipalities in the state have it, as well as all the counties assess an open space tax. We just worked with Andover Borough in a very similar situation. A large parcel was up for development in a very small borough, very limited funds. Their open space tax passed last November at 84%, which is kind of a record, but what it tells us is that even in this climate, in difficult financial times, people are concerned about preserving open space in their municipalities. If this referendum passes at 1.5 cents, it'll raise about $56,000 a year, which will cover a $500,000 bond, assuming the council wants to put that toward the acquisition, a 5% bond for 30 years, plus you'll have around $10,000 annually left over to use for either development or maintenance of a new park or existing parks. The assessment would be about $21 per average household per year. Funds will provide matching funds for the county grant, and it will enable the borough to, if they decide to establish an open space plan and submit a planning incentive grant to Green Acres, the state open space program. And then you'll be able to receive up to 50% of all acquisition costs for open space projects, as well as park development projects. So there's a couple different opportunities with this open space referendum. I'd also like to answer any questions that anybody has.
Okay, do you have any comments you'd like to make, Ms. Copeland?
The only thing that I would like to confirm with council is the reason that if you pass a resolution supporting the open space referendum, the reasons for which the funds could be used. I had a conversation with Tom Gilbert of the Trust for Public Lands, and the proposed language from the Trust for Public Lands indicates that the monies could be used should the borough decide to impose the tax for three purposes: acquisition of lands for recreation and conservation, maintenance of lands for recreation and conservation, and payment of debt service on those. And then there were some other, what I would call subsets listed that were in further explanation of those reasons. The statute actually authorizes additional purposes should council be interested in pursuing or potentially pursuing any additional purposes, such as development of any of the lands acquired, as well as possibly preservation of historic properties, that kind of thing. The reason that I'm asking you this is that
if you would want to in the future consider any of these additional purposes, you would have to put it out for referendum again, because you can only use the money for the specific purposes that are outlined in the referendum passed. So that if you are good with the proposed language, that's fine. I just want confirmation that there isn't a possible reason that you would want to use these funds for additional purposes.
This memorandum that we got, did you write this? No.
Which one are you talking about, Kelly?
The one that was put on our desk this afternoon.
The June
15th?
No, I didn't. That's from the Trust for Public Lands.
Okay. On the second page, it's asterisk, recommended ballot language. Is that your language?
No.
Did you have a chance to read it?
I did have a chance to read it, and I've worked with, have discussed it with Christine. We might make a couple possible changes, but nothing substantial.
Okay. The question that I would have, only at the bottom where we, where the recommended ballot language has down, a yes vote will permit. What will a no vote permit? Just the exact opposite?
There would be no open space tax then.
Right. Correct.
Does that have to be written in there?
Yes. I think to be clear, that probably should be added in there. Right.
I mean, you know,
certainly
I mean,
add that in there. I don't have any problem with that.
Well, it clarifies it for the voters.
Judy, I have a question for you.
Certainly.
You talk about the recreation and development. I mean, this right here doesn't talk about development of the property.
Correct. In other words, if you wanted to put in a trail or something like that.
Or a ball field or that type of thing.
Passive.
No, it could be active. It could be ball field. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is put in there as development?
Yes.
The side of a mountain, how are you going to put a ball field in?
That would be for another, a future park.
Well, we have railroad.
Let's talk about the same piece of property.
Basketball, and then the net could be way up
on. What I'm trying to get to is we have property, we have 16 acres of Railroad Avenue, the park, supposedly, the future park.
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to go on there, I would like to take care of it all at one time.
Well, that's why I brought it to your attention, just in case there was another purpose.
So, for the next meeting, then you would actually have the question drawn up.
For the next meeting, I would have a resolution that would have the language for the ballot question, the interpretive statement, and a resolution that set forth the specific purposes that council decides to put out there.
Okay. So my next question then would be, for recreation, we have the park downtown right now, you know, where the pool is. Could we use this money there at the park to maintain the park, to do projects there?
As long as it's in the referendum. Yeah, I would agree.
Would it
because
it's
we're
in the referendum.
Right.
If it
would
says
that be development, or would that be maintaining under a maintenance?
Used for what purpose again? I'm sorry.
Let's say, you know, the pool. Let's say they want to make additions to the pool. Recreation, right?
I think that would qualify. I, you know, as my goal, my job is to focus on open space.
I understand.
But recreation is certainly included in that. It's a public pool, so it's public recreation. So maintenance of and expansion of the park or of the pool could be included in that, as long as it's, you know, in the
has to be
in
specifically
the language.
State.
It has to specifically state the pool.
No, it has to specifically state recreation, maintenance and development of recreation properties, something to that effect.
Already established recreation.
Any recreation.
Yeah, it wouldn't
in other words, you would just put in generally recreation if you want to have it.
Certain
well,
maintenance is...
And I would, in the suggested language that you already have, you do have acquire or maintain land for conservation and recreation.
Exactly.
So I think that would be encompassed.
Although it does say land, so I'm not sure.
I see what you're saying. So, yeah, in order to avoid a potential problem.
The language that we recommend is specifically for open space purchases. And that is what is sort of historically very well supported by voters. You are certainly, you know, able to add these other items to it to include all recreation in the borough and development of the property, certainly.
What about
I think
the,
you did that quite well, Miss Judy.
If that's council's desire, I will be happy to do so.
The existing ballparks, I know there was an issue about they have to be redone because of the grounds on the playing fields.
I believe that has been taken care of.
Okay, then what about continued maintenance on that? Could that be also under this or not?
Sure.
It would absolutely.
It would be continuing maintenance and improvements, right?
Right.
Okay.
If that's how it's worded in the referendum, yep.
And is there a desire also to include the development language, possible development?
Yes.
Okay.
And then that would allow the borough to apply to the Green Acres programs for development funds from the state. You can also get, if the town passes, if the borough passes the open space tax, establishes the tax, and does an open space plan, you're able to apply for open space dollars as well as recreational development dollars. So you could actually get 50% of the cost to develop recreation facilities from the state.
As it were.
Excuse me?
As a loan.
No, grants. Right.
Well, we already have 3 acres, and that's how we bought that property.
Okay, perfect. You probably got only 25% of it from, if you don't have a tax and an open space plan, you can get up to 25% from the state. With a tax and a plan, you can get up to 50%.
I don't know how much we got, but that's how we got the property on the river.
Yeah, I think it was 25% on those. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
And I guess we would need a motion to prepare the referendum as directed.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this?
Not quite sure what the recommendation was for this referendum is going to be, because now we're adding some other stuff to this. Over and above this.
Small right. amount, yes.
So, all right.
What do you need clarification on that?
No, I guess I'll have to read it. I'm just putting it out there. This kind of changed what this first started out with.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's kind of expanded from what this original was intention, right?
You don't want to confuse our taxpayers when they come to vote, you know?
Keep it simple. I'm confused.
Yeah, I think, like, keep it as simple as possible, you know?
So, yes and no. That's all.
Okay, and that is what it is. It's just a little bit of language that's...
adds some additional purposes, and it's as council desires. It's authorized by the statute. If you want to do it, and it's your decision.
Mm-hmm. And we need to get it squared pretty much tonight.
So,
the 17th is the last time that we can, or when we have to pass it.
You're set. Can I get some clarification?
Sure.
The original intent was specifically to purchase that tract of land.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what I'm reading here. That,
okay. You don't necessarily agree with the additions?
It's not so much agree or not. It's just I wasn't expecting the railroad ad to be included in park pool maintenance and things of that nature, ball fields.
Well, that can be done at a later time.
I understand, but we're still looking at the 1.5 cents per 100 of assessed, which would be in the referendum. That's not going to change. We're not going to 2 cents.
No.
And any decision that you would make as to whether to impose a tax for a particular year or for what purposes to use would be a decision down the road.
But it says in here that we would have to do it for the length of anything that we're going to borrow. Like if we do a bond,
yeah.
We're going to raise that open space tax, pay that bond, and it has to stay in effect for at least 20 years.
Correct.
Or 10 years. What about you, John?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea. And the other thing, too, I think that it also expands the scope that the money can be used for without adding additional, raising the 1.5% to get more money. You're just making the money that's available also available to affect more programs within the town and better the areas in the town. I think we should go. That's a good idea.
Rob?
I don't think that this is the proper mechanism to do these expanded uses. I think if you are going to, first of all, I just want to be on the record saying I'm not in favor of any new taxes whatsoever. This is a tax. It increases, even though it's a little bit, it's still an additional amount. Our taxes are too high anyway. And then for us to go further into debt, again, it's, you know, something that I'm totally against. However, because it's, we're going to put this out as a question to the public, fine.
But I think that we should limit the language so that it doesn't include, you know, something different than what was originally proposed.
Well, it doesn't, no, that's not true, because you were actually saying, you said in the subsets, that it included these, right?
No, the subsets that I was talking about are the language in this memo of June 15th that says, protect drinking water sources and water quality of streams, mm-hmm. protect wildlife habitat, and conserve forests.
That's just one or a couple of the reasons for right. acquiring open space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those are basically what those are reasons why residents of New Jersey have approved open space taxes, right. because they want to see protection of their mm-hmm. water and open space. Additional uses are for recreational fields. And also, everybody wants their parks maintained.
Right, exactly.
So having these funds for all recreational uses to maintain, you know, existing parks is also very appropriate mm-hmm. for this particular tax.
Yeah.
But primarily, yeah. everything will go for debt service.
Yeah.
Actually,
initially.
The numbers that we came up, I'm not sure if you were part of that, but if the 1.5 cents will raise about $56,000 per year, the bond payment would probably be in the low 40s. So you would have about $10,000 a year to cover other costs, whether it's maintenance, if you decide to put up a gazebo or something like that. Those dollars would still be available. And then, of course, if you decide at some point in the future that you don't need that extra additional, if you're paying off a bond or, you know, if you're done with your development project, you can reduce the amount of the tax. It's 1.5 this year. You decide you don't need it next year. You lower it to one cent or even a half a cent. In order to reap the benefits from the Green Acres program, you only need a half a cent tax.
And does that have to go back out to referendum because the
no.
people voted on it?
No.
I mean, so there will be a time frame saying that we're going to tax you 1.5% for at least 20 years. If we change the tax rate, if we lower it, can we raise it without going back out to referendum?
You can lower it. I don't think
you
can raise it.
I would agree. I think you can lower it, but I don't think you can go any higher.
Of course, as the tax base goes up, the amount that comes in also goes up. Obviously, costs go up also. So,
Justin, I agree with Pat. I think we need to stay on topic and what we were originally intended on doing. I don't want to tax anymore to the borough citizens. We're just about to get our heads above water right now. I don't see the need for another tax. I mean, I don't think the taxpayers should be the ones to pay for this. So, yeah, I agree with open space funding. I agree with open space. I think preservation is great, but I don't want to tax our citizens. We have enough taxes as it is. We don't need any more.
Okay.
You have the motion on the floor.
Well,
I'm not clear
here.
What the motion on the floor is.
I was just going to ask Ms. Blanchard.
Well, wait a second here. Go ahead.
Well, basically, Councilman Valentine made a motion to prepare the referendum at the next meeting as discussed, which includes the language to maintain and
for development parks.
Improvements and development of borough parks for recreation. Also to include a no vote will impose a no open space tax.
Who seconded that?
You did.
Yes. That's what I thought. I thought I made the motion.
Okay.
I'm going to withdraw my second.
Then I'll second it.
Because it's going to go down.
Let's have a roll call on this one, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
No.
Jewell?
No.
Okay. No matter which way you vote, it goes down.
All right. How about this? Make a motion to specifically put the ballot referendum question for the specific purpose that it was intended, to purchase that tract of land.
As put in the memorandum of June 15th? That language?
Well, that includes recreation. I think what we're talking about here is the specific purpose, right, of purchasing. Correct?
Correct.
And it's for conservation.
And for conservation.
Yeah, I mean, if you take the recreation out, then we can't put any trails into it.
So
think we should go back to the...
All right, I withdraw my motion, let somebody else figure it out.
Well, I'm just asking, you know, is that what you're after?
That's initially what it was for the purchase. I mean, there can be another question later on, right? I mean, we can't develop that property even if we put trails in ourselves?
As I understand it, no.
No, if you, the tax, basically, the tax doesn't limit what you can do on the property, it only limits what the tax can pay for.
Right.
So if you include...
So for the purchase of...
Right, if the tax is only limited to the acquisition of open space, you know, that's possible.
But that's it.
But that's it, right. If you ever want to use those funds for development or maintenance of a park, it would, you'd not be able to use those funds. I mean, I think the feeling is that, you know, an open space tax is not only for acquisition, but it's to benefit the municipality fully for recreation.
All right, if it goes forward and the voters vote yes, they want to be taxed, we can ask the question later on if a portion of that tax can be dedicated to recreation because it's open space. I mean, it's an open space tax, right?
It's an open space tax, but it's only for the specific purposes that are
included
in the referendum.
And if you want to change that, it's another referendum.
Yep, correct, right. Because we just had to do that for another town.
It will be the council's decision, really, what to use it for. I mean, if you have a fund that's available for 10 things, you can decide to only use it on one or two of those things. You're not required to use it for everything.
It's still the same referendum. We're just making the spectrum broader of what the additional funds can be used for. It's not that we're getting away from the original plan. It's just that we're making it more available for other projects, if that need be.
Right.
Does the amount of the tax go down if we change the language, or no?
No,
it's the option for us to spend it differently. I'm not understanding.
It's the
minimal amount to bond?
It's the council's decision how much to bond for, or how much tax to assess. What the referendum is asking is to assess up to 1.5 cents per $100 in value, or I'm not sure exactly.
That's value.
But the council would have the ability to set the amount every year and decide what they want to assess.
And plus our school bill. Right, now.
Okay, are there any motions to be made?
I still think we should go back to the original motion. Again, we're not increasing the dollar amount or the tax amount.
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to remove from consideration the referendum completely. Because it's not going to go forward. We're going to spend money. It's going to get voted down by the town. Nobody wants to raise the tax.
Well, I don't know about your crystal ball, but my crystal ball doesn't tell me that.
Well, okay.
I think we should ask, the community what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
That was the idea. Sure, but, you know, I don't see that happening. However, you know, if I have a second, then maybe we can vote on something.
Why does that have to be done by August
17th?
It has to be on the ballot to get on the ballot for November. Yes. And what's the cost of putting on the ballot? There is no cost. Don't we pay open space to the county already? Yes. As well as the state. What have we gotten from that? From the county? They gave us money to purchase the Railroad Avenue property.
They did?
Did they not?
No.
To where?
What did they gave us money for something.
They gave us money for, they gave the bid money for the pocket park, and that's all we've gotten from the county.
Couldn't even get them to take over a stinking road north.
That's all we've gotten from the county.
Yes.
A quarter mile, maybe.
I know.
And this money would provide matching funds so that you have the ability to get additional funds from the county. The county...
We would be getting a portion of it from the county.
The county won't give 100% of a purchase price. So you need matching funds. Just like the state will give up to 50% or 25% if you don't have a tax, the county will give typically 40 or 50%. And then the municipality has to come up with other funds.
Might have to ask the township, because they'll do it for you. I don't know.
The township actually already has an open space tax.
Yeah.
And we did go to them.
And what was their response?
Well, they're not going to put up anything unless the borough puts up.
Oh. There you go.
Uh-huh. Good answer.
Good question, whoever asked that.
There you go. Is there a second? Come on, help me out over there.
Make sure it's on record, too.
Get involved in that one, Rob.
Is there a second to Rob's motion? Hearing none, advised. Any other motions to be made?
I move that we go back to the first motion we had. Again, like I said, I keep on saying, it's not going to increase.
Actually, if you want to raise the previous motion, I believe a person that was on the side of the defeat of that motion has to raise the motion at the same meeting.
So that was already defeated, too, there, buddy.
Okay, since there are no other motions, it dies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, new business. We have three resolutions for a tax certificate, 120, 121, and 122. I thought we'd do those together.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of these? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hoyle?
Yes. We have resolution 123, granting a leave of absence to Cindy Turmer from the library.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And a resolution for a...
Hey, Scott, I got a question on that one. Is there, are we having a soldier in?
For the employee representative to the planning board. Let's get the motion and the second, but then ask the question.
Sure.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
You're Mr. Jewell. There is a, we have a fill-in for that person going on leave, or is that taken care of?
A temporary, or I should say another part-timer has been hired.
Okay.
Who's going on leave?
The one
this
we just did.
Previous,
Mr. Trevor.
Previous
motion. Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, the resolution 120. Okay, we've moved that. Any discussion on that? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain too.
Vouchers.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the bill list? None. Okay. Roll call, please.
Oh, that's it? Really?
Do you think we can have them bring it back to back in an effort to save paper?
Sure.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment to thank the manager slash clerk for putting the summary on the front page. Because I appreciate that. It was very easy to read. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Recap. What do we have on your list, Ms. Blanchard?
I'm not sure if council wants to move forward with sitting there, if they'd like to see an agreement at this time, the next meeting.
What's your input on that?
Well, I happen to agree with the CFO that in time you make it easier for the residents to pay their sewer and tax bills, they'll pay it. Instead of mailing it, instead of having to come in or use the drop box, it is easier. You'll have more timely payments and more of them, which increases your tax rate. And I think that we were only moving forward with the ACH payments, meaning out of your checking your savings, not using Visa or MasterCard, so I think it is a low cost to the borough and beneficial to the residents.
Okay. Well, I support that.
Yeah, if we wanted to move forward on that, how would we go about doing that? Could we just make a motion and then go,
yes.
That's it?
Make a motion to get the contract together.
So I'd like to make that motion then to go forward.
We're going to hear from them.
Go ahead.
We have the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Are we going to have anybody else come in and give a presentation?
It wasn't the plan, I think that...
I thought there was two companies that you talked about.
There, we had three proposals from three, but we decided to bring CityNet into the demonstration because they were the least expensive. And they have the most experience with the Edmund system and with the tax laws in the state of New Jersey, which are complex.
Makes sense to me.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, anything else on your list? Must be more on your list.
Yes, there is. I will write a letter to the Warren Hills Board of Education regarding the crosswalks up Belvedere and Carlton Avenue. Look into, well, I'll buy a temporary sign, look into the rumble strip, send a copy of the letter to the residents that were here. And make the bill list double-sided.
I have a clarification. Were we going to get pricing first, or are we actually going to do the purchasing of the sign?
No, we were going to buy one temporary sign.
Okay. Right.
The pricing would be for the permanent.
Permanent, right. Yeah. Thank you.
That takes us to council remarks.
Mr. Boyle. Council remarks, I just wanted to abstain on the fire department squad bills on here. I forgot to say so.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case there was. Sorry. Continue.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. I reached out to the Borough of Hampton, Mayor Peter Winter, about if they would be interested in opening up discussions again about the garbage solid waste collection. The Mayor of Hampton did respond back. He said that they he is interested. He's going to bring it in front of his council to get feedback from them. And we'll get back to me. And that was July 11th. So that's pretty encouraging there. Street committee met Friday the 13th here at the borough.
Ooh, ooh.
Councilman Jewell, the manager, and lieutenant were there. It was about the overnight parking ordinance that we had. For my notes, I'll read off real quick in my notes, and I know the manager might have something to say, and Justin. But ask the lieutenant if there was any safety issues with the overnight parking, and there was none whatsoever. You know, it was probably a borough thing back in the day, cleaning the streets. The manager said, if you are going to repeal the ordinance, just keep in mind that there are some revenues generated per year. Approximately $1,500 a year in permits. And although you can't bank on tickets as far as revenue, but there is a substantial amount of tickets that have been written. I don't know if it's a yearly average or it's just this current year so far.
Current year
so far is approximately $9,000. Okay. Councilman Jewell had an idea that I'll let him talk to about permitting. Overnight parking. We did discuss some correspondence that councilman had with the county as far as their understanding why the office down there isn't taking those calls. Long story short, they support that as well because it was an overburden on those guys there. Lieutenant had some ideas about setting up a phone line to headquarters, and this is all about when people are going to park overnight, when we have to call in, and an officer on duty would get that information, print it out. You know, you can do it again like through the computer as well. These are just generating some ideas. So all in all, there's no safety concerns whatsoever. Now, I didn't get an official word from the fire company or the emergency squad if that 3 to 6 is a problem. Okay, so that if we need that information, we'll certainly get that. But all in all, if we're looking to take that ordinance out of there from the 3 to 6, the only thing that I can see right now is that there is some type of revenue generated from violators. And that's something that we have to consider. Other than that, I'll defer to Councilman about his idea about the yearly permit.
Right, and to go along with the revenues, we're not trying to make a killing on the revenues here.
No.
My idea, I think currently that for a one-year parking pass is $175 for the year, Christine, that's not right?
Right.
What I proposed, and my idea was to drop that down to as little as $15 or $20 a year. Every car in the borough will get a sticker, they can park whenever they wanted to, and would avoid getting tickets, and we would also avoid having to call in overnight, because it would be good for overnight or whatnot. With the exception of when it snows out and certain roads are emergency routes, you'd have to remove your vehicle. Other than that, I think just keep it affordable for everybody. It could be just enough to pay for the price of the stickers. That's all I'm looking for, not the borough to pay for stickering. You know, it could be $15 a month or $15 a year, you know. I mean,
I just wanted to point out that anything that this council considers doing, we should try and not impose until January 1st, because we have sold yearly stickers for the year already.
Right.
We don't want to be in the business of refunding money. So I would like to go back to the county and ask them to give us until January 2013 to resolve the issue, so that we have time to come up with a plan and we don't have to refund all these parking stickers.
After that, I spoke to our freeholder, which is Chamberlain, who's in charge of our area, and also spoke with a councilman in Hackettstown as well. They gave Hackettstown a one-year extension, and like Chamberlain, Everett Chamberlain told me on the phone, there's no line drawn in the sand right now,
right.
So I think they'll be more than happy to extend that until January 1st without any problems. We'll have to call in, of course, ahead of time. But and both freeholders, for Hackettstown's end and our end, both are in agreement with the communications department, so that it is a little overburdened with the phone calls, so they're kind of on the same page.
Yeah. So in conclusion, the Streets Committee really doesn't have any desire to repeal the ordinance or keep it enforced. It's just out there.
Right.
The there's some other good ideas the manager had, but if we go further with this, then, you know, we can talk about that as how we would be able to monitor this and maybe enforce this ourselves through in-house type of thing. So that's what we have.
Anything else, Mr. Boyle?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Jewell?
That's it. I'm just not looking to make or break anything. I just want to make it cheap and affordable for everybody. They want to main concern.
Okay.
Mr. Higgins?
Well, I would tell everybody about Beethoven Avenue. It's finished. Go out and take a look at it. And I hope it's $135,000.
Mr. Valentine?
I'm really disappointed with council's performance on the open spaces thing here. I think the council forgot that it's not us putting out a 1.5 cent tax, which comes to $21.75 a person. You're basically denying the voters of the town the right to decide if they want this or not. And I think that was like very unfortunate that you did not take that into consideration.
Break it up.
No, they can't. And again, I think it was a really foolish move, because it also is decreasing the amount of money that we could get from open spaces via grants if we need it. So,
anything else?
Thank you,
Mr. Torres.
Well, just on a note, I'd just like to say that I'm happy that it didn't go through, because our taxes are high enough as it is.
You're
so that being said. That being said, I'd like to just have a comment on what Patrick had brought up, because I actually, I think that's, you know, good that there's kind of like no opinion, and really the only objection that I see was found was a revenue objection, and that revenue, I think, you know, probably could be generated, you know, through better enforcement maybe of our public parking lots that we have in the downtown area, to offset maybe that loss in revenue, you know, over the years. So, I mean, so if that's the only objection to that, then, you know, I feel very, very happy with that, very comfortable with that. So, basically, that's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
You have something else, Mr. Higgins?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
The cost of this, you know, the question, you know, for the ballot question, is that included in the retainer, or is that a separate cost to your law firm?
That's in the retainer.
I think that's in the retainer, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, see, here's the dilemma that we're in. Number one, you know, the question was originally put for the purpose of purchasing that property. You know, with, I see other things. I'm not in favor of any PAC, so if this gets on the ballot, I would vote no for it. But I do agree that the voters have the right to determine whether or not they want to pay the extra tax. The problem that I have, though, is that if that question is brought up, it's not going to pass here to be put on the ballot. It would be a 3-3 tie, and it would die.
But if the voters say they want it.
Can I finish, please?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he's talking about the council vote.
The question, you know, I looked at it like, okay, with recreation and all that, and development and all that other stuff, I looked at it as something different. And I don't know, if that was intentionally put into those questions because they had recreation so that people would vote for it. Yeah, we can take care of the park. You know, as the questioning that I went through, they can take care of the park. They can do this. When the original, and the original question was to purchase that tract of land. And the comments that were made here tonight was, okay, yeah, the bond to buy that land would be $46,000 or whatever a year. That would give you $10,000 a year to spend. And I think the question with the recreation, it's kind of misleading to the public. And I don't think it's a fair question.
Well, I'm a little confused. How is it misleading if you're telling them what the money is going to be?
You're telling them that the money is going to be used for all of this stuff here, the recreation, the development, and all that other stuff. But the majority of the funds are going to go to purchase a particular tract of land. So the money, you know, I might vote for it because of the recreation aspect of it. Yeah, let's develop that park over there on Railroad Avenue. But you're not going to develop that park on $10,000 a year when the majority of the funds are going to purchase that tract of land. So it's misleading.
It is. Because
it's very misleading. And that's not fair to the public either.
No, but doesn't that question also include the fact that it's money that's going towards the purchase of that land and those funds?
No, not specifically to that land. It says for the purchase of open space for the purpose of developing recreation areas. That's the part. That's the part that's misleading.
Okay, so,
that tax, if I could finish, that original question that was going to be put to the voters is, do you want to pay a tax to buy that property? And that was it. So what we got from the trust, whatever it is, the, you know, with their questioning, you know, what goes on the ballot, as soon as you see recreation and development and, you know, parks and playgrounds and all, everybody's like, yeah, let's do it for the kids. But the amount of money that would go there is minuscule to the amount of money we would be collecting in the tax because it would go to pay off that property. And I don't know what the lady's name is.
Ms. Hayes.
Thank you. But she even said it here tonight that it would be roughly $46,000 a year to pay the bond, which would relieve you roughly $10,000 a year to distribute to other places.
Mm-hmm.
You can't develop the park on Railroad Avenue for $10,000 a year.
No, I understand that.
But my point that I'm trying to make, though, John, is when they threw that in there, that was misleading. I was misled. You know what I mean? If they would have said, okay, this is what you need for the language to purchase that tract of land with an open space tax for 20 years, and that's it. Let the people decide.
Right. And if I could piggyback on that,
I understand that. But
now we're thrown in this other stuff, the recreation, the kids. Oh, now you're not going to vote for it because you don't like kids.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean? Now you're not going to do it because you don't want to see this improved. That wasn't the original idea. The original purpose was to buy that tract of land. That was it.
Right, and then the rest of that was to define what was to be done with the remaining money.
No, it wasn't the remaining money, it was the tax itself. Nowhere in there did it say the remaining money.
Well, then can we rewrite that so that it's specific?
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Is there any dead issue?
The question that they presented to us is misleading. In my opinion, is misleading. Because if you read the bottom there, it says a yes vote
Right, yeah, a yes vote will allow the borough to spend money to buy open space and for recreation, improvements, and everything else. So I'm looking at, like, I want to be the person that wants to, I want to develop that park on Railroad Avenue, not knowing the backstory to it all was for that property over there, I'm going to vote for it. Because I want that park developed. But when the bulk of the money, 90% of the money, is going to purchase that right there, and the park is still, I'm paying the tax that I voted for, because I thought it was going to be for the park, but it was for this property over here. It's misleading.
Okay.
If it was put on the ballot specifically for the purchase of this lot and block, for the purchase of, not even to keep it open space, for the purchase of, and it's going to be 20 years that you're going to be paying this open space tax on specifically that question, I would have no problem with that being on the ballot.
Very good, Councilman.
Well, you could make that motion now if you'd like.
The point is this. There's three of us here. Three and three, right?
Assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I will make that motion.
Before we do that, my question is, then the remaining money that's not used towards that debt payment for that money, she says approximately $12,000.
$10,000,
she said.
Yeah, $10,000 to $12,000.
She said ten. Okay. Well,
all right.
Whatever.
The assumption
is right.
Right.
Was the purchase
you don't
know
what cost. The, so, right. Exactly, and you don't know what your interest rates are going to be.
And it might be even more than what we're paying, than what we're taking in.
And you might make the motion for the purchase and maintenance of that property.
I might not.
Okay. Well, that just gives you something to do with the rest. You know, if a tree falls down that you need to take off, there's
cost.
You
have to listen to what Christina's saying. If we're going with 1.5 cents,
right?
Okay, and she's saying we're going to take the approximate value that we're going to be paying on that loan is $46,000 a year, which leaves us somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000. The cost associated with that might eat up that $10,000 plus.
Right.
So we might end up paying more out of our budget to cover the cost of purchasing that at 1.5 cents.
You also have to take into consideration that you'll have to put a down payment together for
right.
the cost of the entire right. bond in next year's budget.
Which is 5%, right?
Correct.
Which is some pretty big budget.
What about the professional fees? Nobody even went into that area. And one thing piggybacks on something else. Besides for the fact that we're already taxed way too high as it is now, we bonded way too, I mean, beyond our capacity. I mean, it's just ridiculous to even go. Anything to even consider is, to me, you know, just beyond sense. Doesn't make any sense. But if it was going to be considered, okay, you have to consider that, okay, if you go get this passed, then it's going to cost us more money. We're going to have to bond for other things for recreation. We're going to have to get a study done, this and that. It's going to cost us a lot more money. So why would we even consider that? That's all I have to say.
So,
here's
Mr. Higgins,
why, and to the point of this, is Mr. Valentine actually has a valid point with allowing the voters to decide whether or not they want to pay that tax. But the question has to be a fair question. It can't be lopsided. It can't be tilted towards this right here. It's got to be, listen, this is the reason why we're going to buy this property and we're going to tax you for it. Yes or no?
Okay, Mr. Higgins, you made a motion, correct?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not.
No,
you were
I did not.
Thinking about making a motion.
I was thinking about it.
Okay.
I just think that I just had to say that about that question. I think it was unfairly presented.
Do you wish to make a motion?
Oh, God.
Well, you think about it for a moment.
Okay.
I'll do my my comments, which if I can remember what they are now. I wanted to congratulate Washington Celebrates America on another wonderful 4th of July celebration. You know, it's unfortunately I didn't get to see the whole thing, so that was wonderful. I also, we got a notice today, and I want to make the residents aware of it, from the Warren County Mosquito Commission
that they did find a deceased bird that tested positive for the West Nile virus in the borough of Washington in the last couple of days. They have a lot more studying to do if they
it
find...
It flew in from Oxford, though, didn't it?
No. let me call Mayor Nice on that. They're going to do a lot more testing, and if they feel that it's necessary, spraying may come. They will give us notice that that will happen should it be there. I do have a press release that they have given out. We'll put that on the website as soon as we can, and it will have a lot more information there for everybody who may be interested.
Mayor, did they say the location of the bird when it was found?
It was in the area of Route 31 and Route 57. Oh. They didn't give me a specific location.
Could have fell off a truck, a trash truck, don't you know?
Well, you know, they're going to trap mosquitoes, however they trap mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's
them.
It, yeah.
So, but I just wanted to make everybody aware of that, so if you have standing water, make sure you get rid of it. And that's all I have.
Okay, I will make the motion to allow the referendum question of specifically purchasing that lot and blocking.
Before you make that, how much did we pay already for this question to be? Did
we
publish nothing or nothing was spent?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well,
we're reciprocating.
At 1.5 cents?
At 1.5 cents.
Okay.
To allow the voters to decide.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this?
1.5 enough? You want like 5 or 10 cents?
I already
Okay.
Listen, now you're getting upset with me. I already told you that I'm going to vote against.
You made the motion in the last time, right?
What are you saying?
The only comment that I have is that if that is passed, certainly that can be done. You understand it will be limited to the
purchase of.
Correct.
Yes. I understand that wholeheartedly.
Okay, and no further discussion. Let's do a roll call on this one again, please.
Who? I didn't get a second.
John did.
Oh, we did? Okay. Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jewell?
No.
Boyle?
No.
Okay, then I would accept the motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion for executive session. There's a question that we have to, basically it's about the contract for the manager. I just want to get an update, find out whether or not that's in the process of where it's at. So I don't know if we need to go on executive for that or it's up to you.
We probably.
Mayor forgot,
yes. That's all right. I didn't have anything. Just congratulate Washington Celebrates America.
Okay. I think maybe you can thought it was just for the road.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
The streets thing.
No.
Okay, Rob wants to go into executive session for
I don't really have anything yet. I know that Christine and I have talked about it, but I don't have a specific document in her email.
Okay, so then there's no need to, yes. Okay, so fine.
So then the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Going to executive session?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was 3-3. Yeah.